Hey, it's Dave. So Tesla had their Q2 earnings and their earnings call a couple of days ago. And there was one specific part in the earnings call that I think some people are shocked and frustrated. Some people are even freaking out about. And it's probably one of the reasons for the weakness in the stock the past couple of days, even though this morning the stock has rebounded quite a bit. So anyways, it was when an analyst asked Tesla's management team, what would the more affordable model look like? So Tesla, to give some background, they said that and they announced that they actually had started production on their more affordable model in Q2, basically end of June of this year. However, because of the U.S. federal tax credit ending in Q3 of this year, September 30th, 2025, Tesla is going to delay the launch of this more affordable model until Q4 of this year. So, in response to the analyst question, Elon Musk basically said the new affordable model is going to be a Model Y. He said the cat's out of the bag, kind of jokingly. So, some people are thinking, oh, is Elon Musk joking? Or is the new affordable model just a regular Model Y? And a lot of people are running with this idea that the new affordable model is actually just a stripped down Model Y. So it's basically just a cheaper trim of the Model Y. However, in this video, I'm going to argue that I don't think that's the case. I think actually the new affordable model is going to be a different type of Model Y. It's going to be a Model Y that actually has a shorter wheelbase. So it's going to be a shorter Model Y. It's going to be a different car because once you shorten the wheelbase and shorten the car, the driving dynamics, a lot of things of the car actually changes. Further, Tesla will remove some features to make it more differentiated from the regular Model Y. And so now you're going to have actually three levels of Model Y in the Model Y lineup. Now, this is completely my speculation, but a lot of it is based upon what we know of the Model YL or the long version Model Y that was just debuted, and pictures and details were shown about that. And basically, the long Model Y is a longer wheelbase for the Model Y. It's a longer Model Y, and it's going to have six seats. Now, making a longer car is a substantial change to an existing model. You can't just lengthen the car and think that, oh, it's just a few parts and that's it. Now, once you lengthen the car, you change the suspension, the dynamics, you change a lot of other cars. I wouldn't be surprised if there are dozens, even hundreds of different design changes that needed to happen to make this a reality. Further, you might have various different parts as well, whether it be tires or different suspension parts or different parts, right, to make the car longer. In the six-seat Model Y, you're gonna have different seating perhaps. Also, some initial clues in the China Model YL is that the Model YL is actually gonna be a more upscale version perhaps of the Model Y, so it will actually cost more. Tesla, in their previous earnings calls and shareholder letters, has kind of used different languages. First, they said they're going to release, a more affordable model, and they also said they're going to release, different models. And I think this is the perfect explanation of what's going on. So you have on the high end, you have the Model YL, which is the long version, six seat. It's going to be perhaps more upscale. It's going to be pricier than the Model Y. So if you think about with the iPhone, you've got the iPhone Pro, which is the middle, or I won't say the middle, but it's like the top of the line. But then you have the Pro Max, which is a larger version, right, and more expensive. So that's kind of like the Model YL. It's the Pro Max. I think the current Model Y, you can liken it to kind of like the iPhone Pro. So it's the luxury version of the iPhone. It's got all of the bells and whistles. It just isn't as big as, let's say, the Pro Max. And then you've got the Model YS, which is the affordable model that I think Tesla has already begun producing. This model, I would liken it to kind of like the iPhone 16 or the regular iPhone. It's not by any means like a cheap car. It's actually going to be a luxury Tesla car. It just won't have all of the bells and whistles that the standard Model Y has. And it's going to be shorter and more compact. So, more specifically, what could Tesla do to make the Model YS so much cheaper, let's say, than the Model Y? I think first off, you've got the size difference, right? So you can shrink it a bit, save material costs, save on different parts costs. You can have perhaps a smaller battery because you're going to save somewhat on weight. Then you can also take off, let's say, the sunroof, make it a metal roof, take out some of the, other luxury features inside the car, like air-conditioned seats and the rear monitor. I don't know, I guess they could keep it or take it off. There's just different things that Tesla can do to differentiate, right, this more entry-level Model YS or short version. And I think by doing that, Tesla can bring down the cost of the Model Y perhaps probably by $6,000 to $8,000. That's my guess. So what this is going to do is going to open up a whole another segment of the market of people wanting an SUV from Tesla but not wanting to pay the higher prices of a regular kind of standard Model Y. Now this makes sense on a lot of levels. First off, if Tesla was to release just a new trim, let's say they take the Model Y and just like take out some features, make it, you know, cheaper, take out, you know, leather seats or the vegan seats and take out, you know, a couple extra stuff and just make it a cheaper car, I don't think that's going to drive much volume overall. And what Tesla has said in the past several quarters is the reason for these new models is they're trying to use their existing lines but drive extra volume, meaning they want to fully utilize their existing manufacturing lines. So just doing a cheaper trim, it's not a new model. A cheaper trim, they don't have to make new big changes. A cheaper trim is just basically taking out different features. That's not what Tesla has spent the past, you know, year or two working on. No, Tesla has been working diligently on actually new models. So it's based on the Model Y, but they've worked on, I think, a shorter version and a longer version of the car, which takes a lot of effort. But even though there are going to be different parts and different things involved, the large majority, right, of the chassis of all the parts are going to be similar, and similar enough that they can manufacture both new models on the same manufacturing line. And this saves a ton of CapEx or capital expenditure. Now, I think this is a great idea by Tesla. They can use their existing lines. They have three different, let's say, models of the Model Y, and expands their addressable market. And they can do this while keeping their priority and their focus kind of on FSD and robotaxi and pushing their goal for autonomous driving. Now, after Tesla has pretty much finished, let's say, robotaxi or autonomous driving, meaning, let's say you have robotaxis in, let's say, 50 or 100 cities, you have maybe, let's say, 100,000, 200,000 robotaxis, things are operating well. I think, in my opinion, Tesla can take a new visit, a new look at their manufacturing and actually try to come up with a whole entirely new platform for cars. And let's say they might do a completely different look and angle, and maybe they can come up with a car for under $30,000, a completely different, reimagined, let's say, unboxed approach, taking a lot of the lessons they've used with Cybercab, but making it for the general public. In other words, I don't think Tesla is done by any means in terms of making new car platforms. I think it's just the beginning. And especially once they get autonomous driving down, they can incorporate those learnings into new platforms. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla reinstates their manufacturing goals of 10 to 20 million cars per year long-term in terms of making cars. All right, so some people might say that, hey, just saving $6,000 or $10,000, let's say, off of the cheapest Model Y right now is not enough, right, to stir the amount of demand that Tesla needs. And yeah, I would say that it's better than nothing. If, also, you've got the U.S. federal tax credit expiring, let's say, at the end of this quarter. So by having a cheaper model, Tesla is able to address, let's say, the headwinds of the federal tax credit, but also expand, right, their offerings and what their total addressable market is. However, there are some challenges to this approach. For example, it takes time to ramp a new model. This isn't going to be, let's say, a super fast or easy ramp. I mean, it could take some time. That's one of the reasons why Elon Musk said that maybe the next few quarters, it could possibly be rough if the demand isn't there for their existing vehicles, because it could take a few quarters, right, for this new vehicle or new model to ramp. Also, initially, like the first quarter, it's available for sale. They might actually sell it at a higher price, kind of a launch version, so that it doesn't Osborne their current vehicles, but also, right, they won't have a huge supply initially. So for those early adopters, they're willing to pay a bit extra, but the volumes probably won't be there for a couple quarters. There's also questions from some investors saying that Tesla's demand will weaken with the expiration of the US federal tax credit at the end of this quarter. However, a few things about that. First off, it's just the US that's involved with this federal tax credit expiration. So this isn't a global thing. And Tesla basically has about a third of their sales, right, in the US. Second, I think you do have some countering force where as FSD gets better, that actually increases demand. So every quarter that goes on and FSD improves significantly, you're gonna have an increase in demand as well. Now, is that gonna be as great as, you know, let's say the impact of the expiring federal tax credit? Hey, probably not, right, the first quarter or two, but over time, I think it will be actually a super significant factor. Just one anecdotal case point is there's actually two people in my family, my immediate family, that actually have recently purchased a Tesla vehicle, and it's because of FSD. Like, FSD has gotten to a point, in their words, that it's become so good that it actually adds enough value where they made the purchasing decision to, right, to get a Tesla. So I think that's going to be a factor in more and more people's decisions, right, when they're buying a car. As FSD gets better, as we start to see examples of doing unsupervised FSD, hopefully within the next, you know, 6 or 9 months, I think more people will attribute value to that and want to, you know, buy a Tesla. So that's going to be an interesting case. All right, so let's take a step back in the bigger picture, right? This year hasn't been the greatest year for Tesla sales and demand, and you've got the expiration of the federal tax credit coming up. But on the flip side, FSD is getting better every quarter. It actually leads to, right, increased value or attractiveness to potential buyers and thus increased demand. You've got potentially a couple of new models, or say the Model Y long and the Model Y short version, it's my opinion here. And that also can increase the total addressable markets as well. And further, as Tesla gets closer and closer to reaching their goal of, let's say, solving autonomous vehicles, they can also revisit the whole manufacturing approach and the platforms that they have and create a completely new vehicle platform, let's say one under $30,000, right? That's focused on autonomous driving for, let's say, the retail public, and it could be Tesla's biggest and most profitable platform ever. Anyways, those are some of my comments and thoughts from the earnings call, specifically regarding the new models coming out for Tesla and Tesla's demand going forward in the next year or so. Anyways, hope this video has been helpful. We'll see you guys in my next one. Thanks.